State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
J-Way, play me some good original music, man, so we can get to the business that pays us.
The business that paid me is second day.
You stop playing.
What?
You stop playing.
I do get paid to suck.
No, you don't.
Not human, dude.
But like what?
Stick the mouth masterclass.
I said what? You do what?
Little mouth mask.
You put your mouth on things and make them go, mmm.
They talk back.
Okay, bet.
I'm not talking about it.
I mean, I don't know if the world is ready. But I mean, what kind
you
of...
You being a trailblazer.
What kind of black market would we be if we didn't have no, you know...
Coach.
Grown people stuff in there. We gotta have something for the adults.
Are you ready?
I put the kiddies to bed. And put the kiddies to bed. We got a freak in the building. What would you describe it as? Is it a freak or is that too mild for you?
I don't think I'm freaky, I'm just thorough.
You thorough?
We're gonna do it, right?
Okay. I see you bought a lot of equipment and things of that nature.
No, this ain't nothing. This is a couple of
bucks. This ain't nothing? All right, Dad.
You gonna put this on you some
I know. No, I'm no. My freedom means way too much to me.
Yo.
I put it on you. I put it on you, but you not putting it on me.
You gonna know how to do it?
I am the man. I am the man. Ain't no way you about to put that on my hands, because how I'm gonna reach my dick, I gotta rub it all up on the clit.
Yeah,
I can't
I
do it without no hands. You gotta understand, baby, because I'm the man. I need both hands and both wrists so I can grab them tits like this, like a dinosaur. You ain't never seen a nigga like me before use both hands and my neck. And then slap myself with that tit. I'm just playing. I will, though. Sometimes I just like to put both titties on my head. And just... That's how it be. That's how I'm living. I don't have no shower rod. With some other, this is this shit.
That's hella disrespectful. This hella sturdier than a shower rod.
I'm just saying. That just looked like some shit that Jeffrey Epstein them had.
Don't mess it up for everybody. They might want to use this.
What is that called?
A spreader bar.
A spreader bar.
I'm gonna show you how you can use.
That shit caught me off guard. I thought it had. All right, well, look. I don't know if y'all heard, but the black market is open, okay? All right. Okay. This is enough. Put this up, man. No, I'm gonna need this. I can tell. This is gonna be different. Because, I mean, we can't have a black market if we don't have anything to sell in there for the adults. Right? We must do that. How you feel about it, J-O-N?
It's pretty interesting.
Because I'm tired of people asking me all these questions about how to improve their sex life. I'm not a sexpert. But she is. We got Miss Samaya Burton in here with us today. Now, we don't know everything, but she is a specialist in this field right here. Let me tell you some of the shit she be doing. Hold on, because I don't want to mess the name up. Jay Wynn, have you ever heard of a mouth masterclass? She has a sex conditioning workout that will get you in shape to ready to have sex. It's just you have sexual stamina. You ain't shit to run. You ain't gonna be athletic, but you can have some good sex. So you've been really out here helping people have better sex. First of all, welcome to the Trump. Just wanted my audience to have, you know, privy to this information that you are providing, the service in the community. You have brought some of your teaching materials.
Some teaching materials.
Look how Marvin Gaye looking at your teaching materials.
Marvin looking. He trying to see what's up. All
right. What is up?
He from the Harry Pussy playlist time.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, so it's a different time.
I made the playlist.
You know about the Harry Pussy?
Yes. That's a whole nother show, though.
All right.
The cups say pussy juice. Is it actual pussy juice you're drinking? That ain't none of my business. What we got over here on this table? First, how you doing?
I'm well. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right.
I see business is doing well.
Business is great.
Okay.
People opening up. You know, COVID had folks locked in the house.
Right.
And there were some realizations that, okay, I'm locked in the house. These people, I think we need to do something new, something a little better.
Spice it up a little bit. Okay. And that's where you come in.
That's why I come here. I help people have better sex. Have good sex.
Correct. Do you watch them or you just like critique them? Like, you ain't listening to shit I said, huh?
A little bit of both.
You being your old self again.
A little bit of both.
Then so, people actually ask you to watch them? And
people ask a lot of things. I get a lot of videos and they're like, hey, girl, I use what you showed me in the dick sucking class. And look, see, this. And I was like, all right.
Oh, okay.
It's not that.
I thought women just naturally knew how to suck dick good.
Do everybody suck your dick good?
No.
All right, then.
I see why you the teacher.
Everybody talks about, like, women be faking orgasms, but I don't think that we really discuss that men, just because men catch a nut doesn't mean it was a good nut.
Nope. I was trying to teach them the difference between busting a nut and having an orgasm.
Oh, for men, that's two different things?
Yeah. It's
what
too
is
totally
busting
different.
Nut, like masturbating, but inside of somebody?
Nah. Bust a nut, you just, it's a nut.
Oh. You ever faked a nut?
Yeah.
You spit on their back?
Nah, just get the fuck out of there.
What you do?
Look, shoo. Ooh.
That was great.
Not at all.
All right. Women be faking nuts, men be faking nuts, you
That's
know?
Fine.
And so we got stuff to learn, different stuff.
That's cool. You think men have a problem with women faking orgasm?
No. I think that they avoid the conversation because don't nobody want to really know. It's like, as long as I don't know, I ain't really got to address it.
I just think it's cool that they care enough to fake it sometimes. That's cool.
That really says a lot because if she faking it, she probably really like you.
What if she have a real one and then she just throw you an alley with the fake one?
Actually, like, this is what usually happens. So,
like she give you a real one like, and then she give you like a fake one that's beautiful. Like, she just mix it up. Like the real ones ain't sexy at all. You're a fool.
But you gotta stop breathing. You breathe too much. You know when people catch the real nuts.
That's how they end up pooting. Most women have a real organ having poot a little bit.
So you ain't just got gassy?
A little poot slip out.
Yeah. All right. You still was fucking though, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's how a nigga know. Like, she can't fake that. That's a poot. That's real. You can't fake a poop.
All right, now look. So a lot of women come to me because they've never had an orgasm, period.
Okay, let's discuss that. Why do you think that is?
A lot of people don't know how to play. Nobody sat us down and showed us how to play with our pussy.
Really? Nobody sat us down either, showed us anything right about this dick, just how to clean it.
Barely. You know what? That's not
I keep
time.
My dick clean enough to put in some. All right, whatever. What is that?
A clitoris.
I thought this was squirrel lungs. My
it's
bad.
It's a clitoris. It's a clitoris.
You sure?
Are you sure?
Oh, it go on there?
No. All right. So this is a coochie, right? And this is what everybody usually sees right here. The clit, right? You see the little hood, you know, the little skin, like if it's a fat one, you know, like you gotta kinda raise the skin up, the hood up to get to the clit. But that's just this part. It's just the tip of the iceberg. This entire thing is the clitoris. And so, if you were looking up under the skin, these legs, all these legs, they lay up under here. And just this is this part. Just that. Is you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah, keep going.
All right.
I didn't know the pussy had some lungs in
it. It got all that shit. So the skin, this clitoral hood is super sensitive. You can make women orgasm from that. But ultimately, the reason that sometimes the orgasm is weaker or doesn't happen is because all this blood flow is filling all this up, and they get bigger. So you ever put your finger in somebody, like after y'all messing around, and it's like, damn, this shit talk like my finger can't fit? Because she going. It's swollen. So when you hear like, oh, it feel like I threw a hot dog down the hallway when you fucking, that's because she not aroused. She not done yet. When these are swollen, you could barely stick a finger in here. All right? But it don't be swollen. People be putting their dick into the pussy not warmed up. It's cold. You gotta preheat it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. I just didn't want to keep going. No, I'm you know just, what I'm saying?
This type of student I am. But oh, I mean, okay. I don't know what's on the test.
Look for you. Okay. So, if you starting here, a lot of times the reason that the dick is going in too early is because people are having foreplay and they're not having it long enough. So, what you think foreplay is? Like some kissing, some touching, some pussy, right? Look, suck a little dick.
Not me.
With me.
Yeah, see, stay in your lane.
Well, both.
Don't try
you
to
know
put, try to put that lane. Shit on me.
Look here. So, the problem is there's, to get to orgasm, you gotta have desire, arousal, orgasm, and then refractory period. It's four parts, right? But desire and arousal look so similar for women. Like, they nipples hard, they wet, and so you're like, oh, she ready for this dick. But that she still just desires the dick. Just because her body responding in certain ways, it's not until this is completely swollen and doo-doo. You know, when your pussy start getting that heartbeat and it's really going. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And so that's when the pussy ready. That's when the pussy ready. But for y'all did get hard and y'all like, all right, it's time. No, it's different times. Women need like 18 to 40 minutes to be fully aroused. You just turn on 85 South Show, and when the episode go off, then you can stick the dick in.
18 to 40 minutes?
18 to 40 minutes. For y'all too. That's why some of y'all nuts be so weak. Cause like as soon as y'all stick, y'all don't know how to sit in being aroused.
Mm-mm.
You're not aroused for long enough. Your blood not pumping. Like what's arousal? It's nothing but blood flow to your genitals.
Yep.
And so when y'all be giving lackluster dick, it's cause that blood ain't really flowing. You ain't really wanna fuck. You kinda just bored. It's like,
You're a good teacher. Keep going. It's just your voice is so believable.
I'm for real.
Yeah, it sounds like you done watched everybody fucking. You know how everybody fucking right now.
So you saying I'm telling some truths?
I don't know.
All right.
I did not know it took the pussy 18 to 40 minutes to be ready, though.
Yeah, you got to jump start that motherfucker.
I probably ain't never had no done pussy, though. I don't know if I ever had nothing that was all the way done.
So, you know, like, one of the keys to having, like, great sex for women, see, men and women are different sexually,
I know.
Right?
I couldn't imagine trying to make her wait 30 more minutes on this dick.
Well, if you give her 3 nuts, the 30 minutes will pass by quickly. If you can give her 3 nuts before you put your dick in, like, that's a surefire way to test that the grease is hot enough. You know how, like, when you about to fry some chicken, you put a little water, you just drip a little water to make sure it sizzles. If it don't sizzle hot enough, the grease ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? You need to put your tongue in there, just make sure, you know what I'm saying? So if you give her 3 nuts, before you put your dick in it, you know that it's warmed up.
Okay.
All right?
All right, then.
So, you know, like when you jump a car, you like cars.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Supposed to need a jump.
Okay, but you know how when you jump it the first time and it go, and you're like, dang. So then you say, hey, turn it over again. And then it go, dun, dun. But that third time, it start up and it stay. I'm like, all right, let's go. Foot cut off again, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all be like, oh, it's wet? Put my dick in. No!
That shit,
like,
hey.
Women are multi-orgasmic.
Sounds like a lot of work. Sounds like a lot of work to me, fellas. I didn't know this was just more shit we had to do.
That's stuff for her to teach y'all. It's stuff for her to do, too.
She want three nuts before you just over here with a hard dick and some pre-cum. Y'all is selfish as fuck. I wish to. All right, go ahead.
I'm just saying, too. Could you imagine, though, she get pregnant and she ain't even catch a nut?
And baby gonna be average as fuck.
When you think about it from like both sides, could you imagine, wouldn't you be pissed if you got somebody pregnant and you ain't even get to nut? It was just pre-nut and she was like, never mind.
That's evil.
It's the same thing. We be having blue pussy too. Like, we not done.
For real.
Stretch marks, titties sagging, got a breastfeed and I ain't even catch my nut. Out of here. What do you mean?
Yeah, communicate.
Now it's communicate.
Communicate.
It's a lot of work, but guess what? You know, it'll be good.
Right.
You'll be King Diggling by the time I'm done teaching.
Keep going! What else? What else? I've been finding out I've been getting all this pussy that ain't always thawed out.
Yeah.
I be in the pussy about 7 minutes. Soon as it come out, I don't wait 40 minutes. I don't wait 40 minutes. I be ordering pussy like a white man at the steakhouse. It's rare. Bring it. Let me see. I'm just fucking.
Nah, you know, women be sucking dick the same song be on when she started and when she stopped. And y'all be the same way.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million-dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Don't blame all that on us. That's not all of us.
Okay, so look, we got some toys to help.
What's that?
This is a Hummer. It's for your dick.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's called a Hummer.
It's called a Hummer. It works really simple.
Look, watch this. Fellas in the room, have you ever seen this contraption before? No. Thank you. You see that? We don't even know where they sell them motherfuckers at. That might just be a one of a kind. Just know how to create this. Bro, did you even know they sell pussy replicas?
That's not the pussy replica.
What is that?
This goes on. So look, this is what you do. We make some squish squish, all right? You put some lube in here or some spit. It depends what y'all on. And then here. Wait, you got the lube. You the lube master today.
Okay.
Lube me up, okay?
That's what she said.
You know what I'm saying? Look. You know how to open it. You need help?
I got it.
All right. You making sure it's at the bottom like toothpaste?
Yep. fellas, when you opening the lube, don't open it all the way, because you ain't going to use all of this shit.
Mm-mm. All right, put some out here.
Size of a dime. That's what they say. See how much that is?
All right, now if that's all the spit she put on there, would that be enough?
Ma'am, this is your demonstration. I'm just
all right. No, for a friend. Dang, you done got it on that. I got lube.
She was a squirter.
But I'm a squirter now. All right. So what we do? Here, let me stick this back to this. All right. So, this is a thrusting machine. Just so y'all know. All right. So this is what this do. All right. But anyways, we just gonna use this as a dick. You. We already here now. So. You use this, we're gonna use this as a dick. All right? So you put this on here and touch it on the inside. See how soft it is?
Wow. Wow.
All right.
For all the people who wondered what it felt like, I don't even know how to describe it. That's
all right.
Go ahead.
So when you put enough spit and lube in here though, like it's giving you the.
Here you go.
You know what I'm talking about?
I just used the rest of it.
Thank you, friend. I got another pen, you know?
Hello. You get it all in there. There's some right here in this corner.
And all my toys come from Black-owned vendors, okay?
Okay.
Erotic Boudoir.
All right, bet.
All right.
So you buy that.
All right, so you put it on here like this. So ladies, okay. Like when they're doing the gawk-gawk, you know.
She supposed to just bust that out?
No, I'm saying you can do this instead. So that way, because a lot of people like how you supposed to last from 18 to 40 minutes.
So use that.
Yeah, you can help, yeah.
Like you want a lady to use that on a man?
Yes.
She gets to use her mouth.
You don't want to eat pussy for more than 7 minutes, but she's supposed to suck dick for 40 minutes.
I didn't say I wasn't going to eat the pussy for more than 7 minutes.
You going to eat the pussy for 40 minutes?
I said, you said how long it take the pussy to be ready?
Uh-huh.
About 40 minutes?
Yeah.
I said my cutoff is about 7. So in correlation to what you were saying, I was saying this pussy fresh out the freezer. I ain't warmed up nothing, apparently.
It's not. But this going to help.
But I'm just saying.
This going to help.
So fellas, would you rather her suck your dick or use this? As a helper too.
Or both.
See, we not
why,
even,
why you gonna knock it to you?
Because I'm asking the men in the room. What would they like? I didn't say we just I don't know. Maybe that's
all right. I'm just saying we can mix it up.
Bitch, move, get that plastic thing.
Then you get in just 3 minutes of dick suck, the same song still on. And it's a short song too, a 3 minute song. She already done suck your dick. So she could, you know, suck some here, suck on the balls, and then, you know, here. Now when you put your finger over the top, it traps the air, and that's how you get the and it feel like suction. See? Look there.
Wow.
See? No batteries in that.
Let me hit this blunt again.
Ain't no more, friend.
That's crazy.
So she could do that, so she could switch when her mouth getting tired. You don't want her to get locked down on your shit.
Wow. Her mouth getting tired? She must really don't like dude.
I'm just saying. So then, if
these
your
are mouth, adults.
Yeah. And then if your mouth gets tired, you can use a clitoral stimulator. So clitoral stimulator.
What stimulators. Is that? Let me see that. I have never saw this before. I thought this was a thermometer.
Where it was going?
I don't know. I thought you just check your temperature with
you. We've been in COVID too long.
Oh, that's not. I thought this how you. All right, what are you on the seal on? How you turn it on?
Hold down the plus button. Did you hold it down?
Yeah, it's on.
All right, now keep pressing it and then it go up.
She ain't gonna be able to take one more though.
Look at you. See, you halfway there. All right. So what you do is, now look, they
I
don't...
think women would masturbate with anything. You could drive a motorcycle up to the pussy and she'd be like,
don't let me be locked in somewhere. Look here, I'll figure it out, all right?
That's crazy.
So look, you take the toy and you put it on the clit, right? Look, they only sell them in this color, so, you know.
Can I get a set of those? There'll be some nice coasters, like if we were at the crib. Like if we were watching the game, like, hold on, nigga, get a coaster. Get a coaster, nigga. Don't sit that nigga drink now, nigga. They got them coaster right there, man.
Okay, we got it? All right.
Okay. All right. Show them how to put it on the junk.
Okay, so if this the pussy, which one you want to use? You know it's different types of pussy. Which one you want to use?
Use the one that's less socially accepted.
Socially accepted?
We want everybody to be included. Rotate them. Just show them
rotate
how to
use. Rotate them out?
You know what you should do? You should show them how they work on all different ones.
Rich, you want a lot.
Yeah, because all vaginas
not
set
the
up
same.
The same.
Friend ain't the same.
All right, because let me give you the situation.
All right.
Say your girl got them lips like this, right? Like, so you when you're doing the clit shit, you said the whole thing, right? So should you hit the lip too with the vibrator?
Yes, you can
individual
move it around.
Lip or just both lips at the same time?
So the first 3 inches, like the entry of the vaginal opening, and mind you, this is the vulva.
Right.
The hole is the vagina.
Right.
Okay?
Just like outside the club.
Yeah. Can't even get in. All right, so right there at the entry is where it's like super sensitive. That's where like most of the nerve endings are.
Like right
like
there
that.
In the club.
Right there. Like right there at the door. Like that's the hot spot right there. You know what I'm saying? So putting your tongue there, putting your fingers there, and sometimes just even rubbing the lips like this helps get that blood flowing because what's our goal? To fill this up with, you know, get it swollen, right? So all the movement. But also this clitoral hood part right here, which is the same thing as this part, sometimes this can make her orgasm alone.
Right.
Like, sometimes just touching the clit directly is just way too, you know what I'm saying? It's too sensitive.
Make a big toe crack.
And that's okay. Hang on.
That's how you know it's for real. If her big toe lock
when
up
they like this.
Yeah, big. It's the big one, though. If it go like...
That sound... Oh!
That's when you're on your grown man shit.
So look here, you put it on here and you just kind of like move it around till you find that sweet spot. But the reason I like this toy is because it's not super strong. So it's like if your mouth come behind this toy, it's not like you competing like, you know, damn, that toy went first. I can't go after this.
Because it's like y'all a team. You got the team working.
All right. So, yes, but...
So fellas need to stop looking at this shit as competition.
Absolutely.
And look at it as a tool.
Some help.
Yeah.
Some help.
It's just pussy tools. You show
pussy
up
tools.
And be like, hold on, I got my pussy drill on me.
And you know what? You get one of them utility belts.
Yeah,
and just put
just
them all
have
in
all
the
kind of shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Feel like, and most, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I feel like if a lady came over your house and you had all this shit already, she gonna leave. She gonna call everybody. She know I'm like, bitch, this nigga a freak. I don't know what the fuck. He got a dildo machine with a dick on it with a mouth, and I don't want to be.
She gonna probably go to her truck and say, "Poor, I didn't know he was in there. Hold on, let me go get my
bag." Exactly.
Because you pull that shit out on me, that's what I'm gonna do.
What's up? All
right.
What else on this table?
What's on this table? Oh, this. Oh.
You through with this?
Let me show you how to use.
You can do it on you.
On me?
Yeah.
All right. You gonna have me on the couch? All right. So say. All right, you know what? In the name of learning. All right. So it got straps, and it's adjustable. I'm a little smidget, so I'm a little short, so the thing's kind of short.
All right,
we just go strap it around my ankles.
All right,
and I'm going to give you, this is called a spreader bar.
Spreader bar for real, that's the real name.
Spreader bar, yeah. It ain't rocket science, you know?
Yeah.
Simple name, a spreader bar.
A prayer bar.
All right, go help. All right.
Okay, bet.
If you fucking with somebody.
Right.
And they laying down.
Right.
You can use this as leverage.
Like to hold yourself up.
You ready? You ready? Okay, hold on.
Make sure, don't lay back, because your titty gonna fall out.
All right, well, just, you know what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
And you hold it. So, if you, hold on, because they can't see this on the ground.
Yeah, they know what it is.
So, if you like this, fucking with somebody, and she laying
down. Spread, and then.
Yes, her legs is wide open, right. Okay? You like this, and now you can hit the stroke.
And you can do your push-ups, too.
All the things.
While you in there. Because that motherfucker's sturdy. Let me see.
That motherfucker's sturdy.
Yeah, you can get your shit together while you in there. And then you can clip this. This like yeah, you can hang this on the ceiling.
Yeah, you can get other stuff and hook it and dangle.
So you telling me I can get two of these and have her like...
In the doorway.
Like one of them Walmart chickens. You know, the chicken they said had a hand. Yeah.
Like a roast.
Well, yeah, I got an ass in there. It was almost done. It been out for 22 minutes.
And then just spinning
her ass around.
Yes. So, like, the arms could be up. So
and
like,
it's adjustable, too. So, yeah. If your girl can go, if she flexible, you can go. You, hold on. Let me show you. Is it locked?
Yeah. See, it's not.
Especially if your girl.
Flimsy, you know what I'm saying?
If your girl, like, 6'4", her legs can open. What? Boy! Can you do it this way?
You think? Do whatever you want. If you figure it out.
Put one leg right there.
You know they got other toys. They got sex swings and things for that. You can't make one toy do
but
everything.
I'm saying, you could just... I think you can go... If I'm just saying, can you get... It's a horizontal, too. It's vertical, too. You can go both ways. Don't worry about it.
It's the interest. You can figure it out.
I'm just... Hold on.
All right, you're going to report back. Long. Let me know what you find out.
I think this girl going... They should have put heights right here. Like, if she
found...
Yeah.
Yeah. That would actually be great.
Yeah.
Because taking it off and putting it back on because you're short is kind of awkward. But it's okay.
But then they got the little joint. You can put the handcuffs right there, too.
Yeah, which I ain't bring that today.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying handcuffs. They want to see something different.
I know, but I'm saying, though, it's just the options.
You want to hold that while we finish?
Like, I'm done. I was just making sure.
You seem like you like it. You want to hold it?
Just see what brand that is because that's sturdy. That's
it
real sturdy.
For real, for real. That's honestly a lot of people don't like sex toys because they not shopping at good. Amazon. They seen the Amazon.
They're not getting quality shit.
It's not. And just because it's the same toy, like it has the same name, does not mean that it was actually supported by a good toy manufacturer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like getting the base model of a car.
Right.
Yeah. So this one is amazing. Now look here. These, you gotta be prepared. Now look, first time I used this, I thought I was gonna. So it got the little suction cup, and you think you can use it in the shower. So I had a little, you know, me time weekend. I ended up having to put this shit on the mini fridge. It wasn't sick.
But I thought y'all said men to fuck anything.
This is a top-notch toy.
You fucking a sticky dick on a mini fridge.
It's not sticky. It's suctiony. So what happened was the shower didn't have a stick like I thought. And then I looked around the room. And there was nothing else. And I saw the mini fridge, and I was like, bitch, I mean, as you win it, as you win. And I was like, fuck it. So I just adjusted, and then you boom, and then you turned it on, and you just, you know.
Well, you turned it on.
I did turn it on.
This yours, or that's one like it?
Oh, this mine.
Oh, okay.
You just brought your shit, the shit you like.
Some of the stuff that okay. You know.
Keep going.
Yeah.
What else you get?
So you can combine some shit together.
Oh, you selling any of this shit?
Today?
I'm just saying for the people who watch
it. You can go to erotic_boudoir, like on Instagram.
Okay.
You can use code sexual for a discount, but that's a trusted vendor that I like. I don't ever talk about nothing I've never used.
Oh.
Not to be funny, but like a lot of black people don't fuck with toys because they be like, well, I bought this toy one time and it ain't work and da 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 da. And toys is expensive. So finding a good toy company is really great. Like, so if you tried toys before and it didn't work out, do it again. Do it again. Everything don't work on the first time. Okay. You know? So I like this one. We got some butt plugs.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You could spice up your nudes with it. Well, not your nudes. What? You could... Wait. I was just thinking.
I know.
You know, you just put it in and then like bend over and then like clap your booty cheeks and send them a little gif for your booty cheeks. But then this is in there or this in there. Like
that'll go good for Black History Month.
Noted. Martin had one just like that.
Don't this just seem, that just screams Black History Month. Is this the black afro?
I saw it as a bunny tail. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm just letting you know, I felt real pro-black. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. I ain't put it in there. This new.
This new?
This, I ain't bring no booties, you know.
Okay. I'm just saying you bought some pussy coasters and shit.
You like the pussy coasters?
I do. I definitely want the plug on that.
Pussy coasters. Yes, so.
So that's like the handheld version of the sticky joint. Mm-hmm. So these are your favorite ones? Out of 9 out of 10, how much would you recommend the ladies get one of these?
12, absolutely. Because you can use this.
Is that what? Is that right? Hold on.
12 out of 10, for sure.
I was saying 1 out of 10. What would you say?
12, man.
Okay.
You got, like, because look, you only can do so much. Like by yourself. If you stroking to put, yeah, anybody.
Oh.
You got two hands and you got a dick and you got some feet. And don't nobody want them feet on them. So you this is all you got to work with. What you into?
I'm just saying.
So say you stroking, right? And you know y'all know that we like the clit touch, so y'all be rubbing, but when y'all, it's either one or two gonna be good.
Right.
The stroke either gonna be off if your hand is right, or the stroke gonna be good, but really you kinda DJing the shit, like, incorrectly. So like if you're using your hand for this and you're using your mouth here, now you got some accuracy, some precision. She won't have to pick between the good dick and the good clit, you know? She can get both of them.
Okay.
So you can use this and use your mouth, or you can use this and use this toy on her clit at the same time, have a squirting everywhere.
Oh, so that's the type of shit you like. You like, you like this and some other shit. You like shit with it.
I want it all.
Oh, okay.
I want to see how far
you get overwhelmed. Like, what's too much?
I'm still alive, so I think
I'm just
good.
Saying, you don't never have to stop me. Like, hold on, wait. I bring it back. You know? Oh, okay. Maybe you just built for this.
I just feel like if you die, you die.
Damn. That's
just
the mindset you go.
Put all my shit away, though. Put all my shit away.
Nah, like, all this shit gonna be left out. Oh, everybody know you got it. Yeah. I guess this is the grand finale. What is this?
That's a fucking machine.
I thought that was the shit that they cut the deli meat with.
No. I mean.
All right, what is this?
You want to hear it? You do it.
That's the remote?
This the remote. Well, it's two purpose. This actually can go in their booty.
Wow.
And vibrate at the same time. So,
she using that.
So.
You using this. Don't try to make it hypothetical. This is your shit.
Absolutely.
You got to claim
absolutely.
This. Now, so, how do you use this?
Now, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm short. So, this thing right here, it go down. Mine got to go all the way down.
Okay.
So, like, say I was fucking on the couch, all right? We'll turn it around, and then you have an angle right here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And so you sitting there, you know, the good energy, you know what I'm saying? Big dick energy. You would take the remote.
I got the remote.
Uh-huh.
So you doing your thing right
there.
And I'm over here
like,
and I'm over here
yeah.
just smoking the blunt like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm giving you a shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, relax, man. Everybody calm down. All right. We get...
No, she was talking shit earlier. She said she shouldn't have bought this.
And so you get to take a break, you know what I'm saying? You get to watch a show. Like, how often do you get to watch your girl actually get fucked?
What if you get distracted, get to play in the PlayStation, and you just, you over there, you ain't even looking. Girl, you still over there? Oh, my God.
My bad.
Hey, go lay down.
See? Yeah, so
they ain't gonna turn it all the way off, though. Girl, go to bed.
Yeah, and so then, like, if you come over here, what you could do is you could take it and this, like, this can vibrate too.
It does.
And then, you know, the tick of the booty.
Is
know?
It another remote for that part? Like, what if you?
Nah, it's a long
I suggest they get one more remote. That's cool that's the remote. But if they had, like say she wanted to sit on it and you had another remote, too, mm-hmm. Now that'd just be all the way.
And see,
boss.
Usually you probably wouldn't be this far away. You know what I'm saying? You'd be, like, right here. And so you had a remote and you could just sit there. But yeah, you can put it up higher and then she could stand over it. Like I said, I'm 5'3".
How long did it take you to find your angle?
About 3 minutes.
What is this setup run? You had to put it together yourself? Is it coming already assembled? Like,
a very special person put it together for me.
Oh.
Got a riding machine, a sex bench, you know, everything. You got to assemble yourself, though.
Now, at your home do you keep this contraption?
In my office.
Oh.
When you walk in the room, though, it's so beautiful. The ambiance is amazing. You don't even realize there's dicks everywhere in there until you start looking and you're like, is that a dick lamp? It is.
Mm.
It is, you know.
You have a lot of visitors and people just come.
A lot of visitors. A lot of people don't. It's about. See, told you, Robert. Oh. They don't do the family barbecues and stuff like at my place that much. Like.
Now, give me some more advice about what these fellas should do about, you know, these ladies who've never achieved an orgasm.
Well, first of all, I think we need to talk about
outside
eating pussy.
Of all the toys and things
let's,
like
let's
that.
Let's get back to the basics. So, okay. If we're talking about, like, eating pussy.
Okay.
You know how,
here's
like...
Here's a different pussy. That one's been used.
Oh.
We're doing, excuse what's us. All about diversity.
All right. So, we're going to use a different one.
Okay.
You need a coaster for your water? There you go. All right. So...
On the clip.
So, eating pussy properly.
Okay.
If I say, how do you eat pussy, a lot of people cannot tell me
right. How
they actually eat pussy. They're really down there like SpongeBob and just doing shit.
That'll work too now.
No, it really doesn't.
I'm just
not
saying.
Well, okay? You probably catch one of them fake nuts. And also, you should not be wearing all your first week of school outfits on one day. So, if you know some stuff, some skills, some tricks, give us a second. Like, give it 4 to 5 minutes and then go on to the next thing. But start with one thing and then you end up with something else. And so if
transitioning too fast.
Yeah, transitioning too fast. And so when I'm feeling it, it's like, okay, ooh, go back to that. But you don't know what you did because you was really doing a lot of things and you don't know. Also, like, stop responding to me not yelling and gyrating and shit. Nobody, look, if I'm trying to catch a nut, I'm concentrated. I'm quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people are like, well, you wasn't making... Is it about you or is it about me? Because when I'm, like, trying to catch a nut, I'm trying to breathe and remember. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you really catching a good nut and it's building, you know what I'm saying? It's real silent.
Like, I feel like we're breaking up right now. I feel like I'm being reprimanded, like I ate some pussy wrong. It wasn't me.
I say you. I'm just saying.
All of a sudden, the room got all still and quiet. Like, if I'm focused and you're going to do shit you didn't do that you know that you did and I liked it, and I already made you wait 44 minutes for the pussy. And then you find some shit I like and just change the goddamn channel.
I'm just saying.
You need to say his name.
Clear your conscience. So, that's one. And then also just, like, turning the lights on, too, and just asking how, you know, she feel about it. Learning how to do a yoni massage is really great.
I come out like a waiter, and I'd be like, how you want the pussy?
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Looked all around?
Hold the spit.
All right.
Or no?
All right. Okay. Whole area. All right, Ben. Okay, cool. All right, I'll be right with you.
Go think on your notes and come back?
Come back.
So I teach this class, it's called, like, it's a yoni massage class, it's a 3-part class, and it'll teach you, like, how to, like, ease the nut and, like, massage the nut up out the pussy.
That can happen.
I could teach you, well, you might not want to learn how, but
what?
Even learning, like, a lingam massage, that's a dick massage, because so many of y'all and people just still jack dick like this, that's it. There's so many other ways that you could, like, jack dick and do
every
different
man
things.
In here has taken their dick back before.
Taking it back?
Yeah. What? Get here. You stupid.
You lost your privilege?
You're ignorant. That's what you are. You're real ignorant. I don't fucking do nobody's shit like that.
I'm just saying, like, it's not working. Like, it.
Look how they laughing. It's true.
They like, yeah.
You know, every man in
here.
Man, what the fuck?
Back.
What is wrong with you? Give me my drawers.
You know what? See, this is shit I'm talking about.
And trying to pull my whole damn meat off.
I'm just saying, it's a lot of different ways to get, like, proper arousal. So, like, in the beginning, when we were talking about 18 to 40 minutes, I feel like it sounded unrealistic and, like, damn, how the fuck we supposed to do that? hell, we just, like, you could pick a thing and you really gotta, like, be a student to the pussy and, like, really zone in and be ready to communicate.
Do any of your clients, like, do women come in and be like, I don't know if my pussy is good?
Yes, they be thinking they pussy
broke. What advice do you give women about having better pussy?
You gotta learn how to work your pussy yourself. There is not nothing that a man has done to my pussy that I have not done forwards, backwards, sideways, and around and around. Like, you got, like, think about it. If I was like, Carlos, you ain't doing, you know, I ain't getting her. You gonna be like, okay, what you want me to do? I don't know. That's not gonna work either. So it's like, if you know that you're not being satisfied, that's the first step, and that's amazing. But are you gonna give them some direction? Like, you know what, I don't like this, or I do like that. And are you with somebody that you can communicate with?
Yeah.
So
that's the first thing and the most thing. Before you even get to any of this shit, you got to communicate.
It's so many people that have come to me and they're like in marriages and they're like, I've never had a nut in my marriage. I've been faking it the whole time. So some of them, they do find me and they want to make a change. But how do you tell somebody I've been faking nuts the entire marriage, or like, I actually just always masturbate when you leave, or you really don't know what the hell you're doing, but you fine as fuck though, so, you know.
Yeah.
Like, how do you really say that? Like, these are real things, and I know for a fact there's so many men that women show up and they feel like because they showed up with pussy, that is good pussy, and that is absolutely not true.
Right.
Like, you
that
start fishing it.
Some pussy ain't, it's just pussy.
It's just.
Just pussy?
Just pussy. Yeah, and so it's like, are we.
Some of that shit is.
And we gotta communicate.
Though. Some of it is.
What makes it good? What's good pussy?
What makes pussy good?
Yeah, what makes pussy good?
God. only God knows what makes that shit good. We don't even know what's in it. The ingredients or none of that. It's just pussy.
Pussy.
Different. It just, I don't know.
I feel like we got to be able to accept some criticism.
Right. And plus, a good owner, too.
A good owner?
Yeah, whoever owns that pussy. You could be, like, that's what really makes the pussy good. The
good
person
owner.
That owns it.
This is a fact.
Yeah. Like, but all that bad attitude and shit, that's the biggest turnoff. Because it's like, that pussy got to be bad because it's coming from a bad spirit.
Negative energy make your pussy dry.
That's exactly what I was trying to say, but you said it better.
I got it on a shirt. You want one? I'm going to send it to you.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
I don't know if it'll come across if I wore it, because I'm on the
negativity
other side.
Make your pussy dry. That's real.
Then they'll say I'm misogynistic.
Just
that's the world we
episode,
live in.
This episode, you put me on here that shows that you're trying to be open to something different.
I feel like education can take us so far.
Honestly, I started this because I was like, there are so many relationships. You know how you've seen people and they cheating or whatever and shit goes bad, but you know they in love, but they are super unsatisfied. Right. I'm not. Yes, there's always other reasons. Some people just dogs. Some people don't give a fuck. Da da da.
And then we just got to be real about it too. Some people just fuck a lot.
So okay, that's
the facts. Some people.
But what
just
about the people that's like genuinely unhappy? Like, I'm sorry.
They're
but
fucking
most
to fix that. That's unhappiness. Fuck.
It's called sexual essentials because it's all the essentials of sex. So exactly. If your mental not right, if you're not happy about what you got going on in your work life, like if you ain't got no hobbies, you ain't got no friends, like these are all the sexual essentials.
Exactly.
Not
but what,
just
if, some, what
these
if these are their hobbies?
I mean, this could be a hobby. It's a pastime for me.
Yeah.
I definitely wake up and catch three. You got to start the day off sunny.
Now, how much would you say you have spent on sex toys in your lifetime?
Well, before I met my toy vendor, a couple thousand, about five stacks, maybe six.
Damn.
I don't put cheap things on my pussy.
I see.
Yeah, so like these machines, so like I got myself a riding machine for my birthday.
What does that consist of?
It's a machine. You know how like they go to the place and they ride the
mechanical bull?
Yeah.
You have one of those?
It's small. It's about this size, and you get on it, and it has a dick, and it has a remote. You know, I like remotes. And then it moves, and you can sit on it, and it go.
Yeah.
And you can put this on your pussy too at the same time. And you go, man, I'm a greedy bitch. Oh, this is the thing, though. A lot of people don't realize, like, a lot of women have never had a vaginal orgasm. To be clear, a vaginal orgasm is nothing more than a deeper clitoral orgasm. Okay.
Yeah, I think this is stuff you should tell people before you start fucking them.
Give them an intro class?
You should just let them know, like, hey, don't even try hard. I ain't never really had no orgasm. Like, I'm not here to fix this pussy.
What? You're not here to give me
why would you? I'm just saying, if you ain't never had an orgasm before.
Don't start with me.
You know, like, I'm going to fail like everybody else. Fuck
you. You got to fail, though. I feel like when you really fuck with somebody, you really actually try. See, that's the thing. Most people really don't ask those questions. Or they ask one time, and then they do it. And they don't even talk about, like, so, did you like this? It got kind of awkward. It got kind of quiet. Like, people not ready to hear those conversations. And then on the other side, like, if, say, okay, so we talk about, like, how women, the pussy don't be ready or she don't orgasm, right? But what about when the dick be getting soft randomly, right? Don't nobody talk about that. It's just always awkward. I've gotten dick, good dick, after a dick got soft. First of all, I'm not going to be awkward about it. Yo, man, my pussy was getting dry. We was going. I was like, you know what? Let's take a break because I felt that you was getting soft. It's all good. Like, you know what? I got some shit over here. We could try this, da-da-da-da-da. But being open to it and not being like, damn, why your dick got soft? Like, that's not going to make it harder.
Mm-mm.
That's awkward as fuck, and I'm not calling you again.
That's guilt.
Like, that
probably wasn't even supposed to be over there.
Yeah. I'm just saying, when you treat people like people and just understand that a dick getting soft do not mean that he don't like you, he could be hella excited. Like, niggas really like you, sometimes they shit don't show up for the occasion. You know what I'm saying? And, like, your response right then tells you what's gonna happen, because you could just give them a second. Sometimes I be playing with my pussy and it don't go the way I think it's gonna go, and I just take a breather, you know, scroll the gram or something, and I go back into it, boom, just like that. Sometimes you just gotta give it a second. Okay. Be patient with the pussy.
Exactly. Now that's the t-shirt you need.
Yeah. Write that down for
you. Let them know where they can find you at and why they can catch up on all these courses and
catch
classes.
Catch up on all these things. All right, so you can find me on my website.
Right.
TheSexualEssentials.com or on Instagram, Sexual Essentials, all one word. I have a Patreon where I have over 145 classes. Like, I'll teach you how to massage the dick, how to give a yoni massage, how to have multiple orgasms. I teach men how to have multiple orgasms. I teach you how to have an orgasm from breathing.
We do have multiple orgasms, most of us.
Who, men?
Yeah.
No, y'all don't.
You know when a man go to sleep? That's how I order orgasm.
Sleep.
Sleep.
I could teach you how to have multiple orgasms like women. So, there's sleep, a lot man. Of different things.
That shit probably kill you so fast. Man, that's why God gave us one at a time. We don't need multiple. Then you have three back to back. Your fucking heart's about to stop beating.
I'm just saying, the ladies be like, look, look, my man got some good dick, but it don't last long enough for her to catch hers too.
Amen.
It don't be lasting long enough.
She gotta start early then.
All of that, you can find all that on my website or on my Instagram.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so we do live teaching. Live teaching, no lecturing.
No lecturing.
No lecturing. I got classes on there where I actually have women that have volunteered, and I show you how to use these things on them.
Word?
Yeah.
I'm signing up.
On the Patreon,
I love a good story. I want to see some success stories. When I first signed up for the class, I mean, I was nothing. But it wasn't nothing for real. Now I just wake up nothing.
I can't stand you. Look here.
Soon as I bought my pussy machine, excuse my language.
Okay. Look here, they be on there learning. We be having events. We got a live sex art show that's coming. It's a lot of stuff. I like showing people.
Right.
We not learn.
Sum it all up for the fellas out there. Just, what would you tell the men watching this show?
Be open to it. You probably do got good dick, but that don't mean that, like, it can't be better.
Right.
Elevate it. Get some demon dick in you, you know?
Why?
Why not? We got one life to live. If I stay by one car.
You can't just be giving everybody your best dick.
It's hard. Well, then maybe you shouldn't be fucking him.
I mean, there's some more dig in there. Don't give her that one.
Don't be giving sometimes people lackluster dick.
Sometimes we be giving our dick, we're like, don't give her that. Don't give her that. Don't give her that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't
do that.
Be giving
make her think the dick ain't good. Make her think the dick ain't good, because she going to act up. She going to act up. Let me see how she act with my C dick. Let me see. This ain't nothing but the C grade. This
you know what? Then she hit you with that A-class pussy, and then you like, damn, I ain't come with my best game. You got to stay ready. Nope. You ain't got to get ready.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
All right, man. You out here doing your best work. Now look at you. Now you need a whole goddamn dick with an air pump on it. Ain't no way.
That's you played with it?
No, ain't no
Let's
way.
Let's rewind the footage. You had that in your head.
I did.
You had this.
I had to see the evidence.
You a part of it. If we turn the sound down, you look like an accomplice.
This is a lot of shit.
We just gonna start like right here.
This is
right
a lot.
Right here, you know, and one of these.
That is a lot of shit, man.
It's some good naps.
That's a lot of shit. Fellas, if your lady need all these toys to have a complete orgasm, just start focusing on yourself, man. Work on your hobbies and shit. Get back outside, my boy. Start back working out. Cut the yard more, man. Just get more active. Work on your truck.
Work on your truck?
Yeah, get back in the church, man.
Is that what people do when they ain't getting no pussy?
Because she need time to herself. Plug
you can
her
just
machine.
Get you can just get it to her for Valentine's Day. Babe, boo, I got you a box of toys. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that'd be the saddest Valentine's Day in a nigga life.
Nah, she'll be ready.
You buy your girl one of these machines, bro, she just stop answering most of your calls.
I was using your gift, man.
What you
I
doing?
Was you.
I was asleep. What? Really? So 17 times this week I've been asleep. I haven't seen you since your birthday, baby.
What's that mode out here in the background?
I should have never bought this man.
What's that out here in the background? A little motor going.
Family keep asking about it. Where your girlfriend at? Oh, she's
busy.
She couldn't make it.
I always show up. I just be late. If I was late, I was masturbating.
Now we
if
know
I was
what.
Late, I was, it's because.
Hey man.
I was masturbating.
Well, I appreciate you coming through here. This has been a very exciting talk. You have definitely brought some education, information, and some hilarity to the situation. You're always welcome here at the Trap.
Thank you.
The black market is open. 85 South Show. Samaya Brady. We out of here. Oh, my God.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.